Welcome to the Sigmund Cinema Podcast, where all things movie related are broken down, discussed, put back together, and discussed some more. Here's your host, Sigmund.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. It has been a little while since we've had a new episode. As you all know, as you all have been experiencing, like myself, it has been one hell of a year, one hell of a 2020. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, how the 2020, the pandemic has affected Hollywood, or not Hollywood, just the filmmaking industry as a whole. But we're gonna get into that. But first and foremost, I want to ask, and if you feel like even, you know, literally responding, my Instagram is Sigmund Cinema, and also my Twitter, Sigmund Cinema. So go check those out, and you know, leave a message, hop into the DMs, comment, whatever. But my question to all of you is, how you doing? How are you all holding up during these crazy times? You know, I know for a fact, a few people I know online, you know, through social media and personally, haven't been doing too well. You know, there's a lot of depression. It's very, during what's been happening this whole year, you know, stuff like that is very easy to set in. And when I say that, I really mean that. How you doing? And how are you holding up? You know, I've had my share of moments with all of this stuff going on. I had to make a big move during all of this because just the craziness. And we're not gonna get into the details, but yeah, this thing is hitting a lot of people very hard. Very, very hard. And yeah, we gotta look out for each other, man. Don't get petty and, oh, this person didn't call me, so I ain't gonna call. I mean, you never know what a person's struggle is, you know? And especially if it's somebody you care about, family, friends, check up on them. Send a text. Send a, you know, social media, I mentioned. Send a DM. Something, or just call. Be old fashioned, you know, be an old man like me, pick up a phone and call. But yeah, don't let those negative thoughts get into your head. Oh, this person didn't call, blah blah blah. Like I said, you never know another person's struggle. Prime example, unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman, the great young actor, for 4 years suffering from colon cancer, kept it to himself in his very small inner circle. Nobody knew about it, and that's why I was so devastated. It was devastating for many reasons, but you know, it was devastating because we didn't know he was suffering. And you know, social media was kind of mean to him. He made a couple of rare appearances this year, the All-Star game, and there was one interview he had online. I forget what the platform was, but he looked very gaunt, and you know, people were poking fun at him. But yeah, and the brother unfortunately passed away. You know, nobody knew. You know, we gotta try and be a little more sympathetic. But and because of that, like I said, I ask, you know, to all my listeners, how are you doing? Are you all right? If you need to talk, I'm not even BSing, man. I'm a person to talk to. I needed people to talk to, and thank goodness I had people there for me to talk to help me out. Because you know, I ran into a little bit of hard times through this pandemic and whatnot, and thank goodness I have awesome people in my life that I could talk to that would sit down and listen and talk to me. But I really mean that. If anybody out there needs to talk, just let me know. I'm very easy to contact. But and I wanted to get into But most specifically, art and entertainment, movies, or movies, TV shows. So this pandemic happened at a very interesting time in the entertainment industry, because streaming is, even before the pandemic hit, streaming is probably at one of his, if not the all-time high when it comes to, you know, usage and popularity. Disney Plus had just came out a couple of months before this. Netflix is Netflix. You have Prime, you have Hulu. What's another one? I'm brain farting, but all of these platforms, streaming platforms, are not just streaming stuff. They're putting out original content. I think every platform that I named has original content. So, and I don't think I'm overshooting when I say that, you know, if you have any of these streaming platforms, and when we were in a hard quarantine, that, man, it was a lifesaver, you know. People are binging movies, binging TV shows, and, you know, unfortunately, hey, like myself, everybody wasn't deemed essential. And you know, it's hard being, just unless you need to go get some groceries or anything, and it was hard being just trapped in a house, you know. But I mean, imagine, I guess if it happened 20 years ago, we'd have DVDs and VHS tapes, but man, how fast would the average person run through those, you know? Everybody doesn't, you know, even 20 years ago, everybody didn't have a huge DVD collection. There wasn't a lot of DVDs to be had, but maybe people still had VHS movies. But, you know, but streaming, all the streaming platforms, their choices are, I would say, literally unlimited. So yeah, and because of the pandemic, there's another thing, another way it has affected the industry. You know, it has boosted streaming revenue, definitely. And but unfortunately for a movie buff like myself, you know, there's no more movie theaters. You know, for obvious, well, there are movie theaters, but they were closed down obviously for safety reasons. Basically the pandemic shut down the entire summer, and spring and summer, if you think about it, of theatrical releases. Because the first Tenet, I think, is the first big theatrical release in, what, since March? Probably not even March. I think probably the end of February, because of a few movies were supposed to come out in March. A Quiet Place 2 was supposed to be the big release earlier this year in March, and that got pushed. And then April was the James Bond movie. Yeah, that got pushed. No Time to Die, I think that was supposed to come out April 10th. Quiet Place Part 2, that was supposed to be, I think that was March, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was the end of March. But yeah, it, you know, it was starting to get real, and, you know, moving out of the entertainment world, or the movie world, the sports seasons got canceled, and so on and so on. Then the quarantine came. But yeah, so I guess we'll say since late February, early March, no theatrical movie releases until no new movies came out until Tenet, I believe. And then there's the Russell Crowe movie came out, but movie theaters slowly started to open back up with classic movies. Cinemark was running a special where you could rent out auditoriums and take safety precautions and do it that way. But yeah, that's it's been real nuts. The most recent announcement for a big movie is probably Wonder Woman 1984 has been moved to Christmas. I think that movie has been moved from June to October and now Christmas three times. And I wanted to talk about one movie in particular. Like, they just said F it, and just, they didn't move months, they didn't postpone themselves for a couple of months or this and that. They went a whole year. I'm talking Fast and the Furious 9 or F9, whatever the heck it's gonna be called. But yeah, they went straight to 2021. They said skip it, we want to make money with this. Yeah, they pushed it 10 months, and that was the biggest push. That's probably the biggest push. And maybe Halloween also. Halloween pushed itself an entire year until Halloween season 2021. So yeah, that's just nuts. But yeah, it's just there was basically no summer season for theatrical releases, but a lot of movies were pushed straight to VOD. And we all know about Mulan for Disney. Gotta pay an extra $30 to get it. I was one of the people who did not do that. I could wait till December, you know. And plenty of other movies went to VOD or some other streaming services picked them up and distributed those movies or whatnot. But yeah, it's been a very interesting year, to say the least. But anywho, going back to the initial thing that I said, the streaming, before the pandemic hit, there was quiet talks. I've read articles here and there, mainstream articles, no use on naming them, that the streaming market was starting to become oversaturated, I'm sorry. And like I said, Disney Plus had just came out, and then you have the HBO Max, then you have the Peacock, and those are just the newer streaming services that came out. Like, wow, it's hard to choose. And, you know, you have Netflix. Netflix has kind of a it's definitely a controversy going on with a movie they chose to pick up and distribute and internationally, or not internationally, but here in the U.S. and whatnot. I have not seen the movie yet, and the movie Cuties. So I'm not going to get into what the controversy is. I'm sure all of you know. If you don't, just, you know, Google the movie, it'll come right up. Cuties from Netflix. It's very intriguing and interesting on what that controversy is. And it's crazy. But the streaming services, I don't think they're, well, that wasn't the discussion I'm about to say. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. But yeah, I don't think any of the new ones, or I don't think there's going to be any oversaturation anytime soon, because, you know, this is probably, when it comes to movies, and the number one source of entertainment now. And I mentioned Tenet, that which recently opened up a couple of weeks ago, the first big movie to open up during theatrically during this pandemic. Did anybody, well, I know a lot of you went to go see it, but tell me, how did you feel when you went to the movie theater? Did you feel uneasy? Did you feel safe? Did everything just go away, all of those thoughts when the movie came on? How did you feel? I genuinely want you all to let me know some of this. And the big movie chain around me is Cinemark, and the precautions and practices that they took to make sure everything is safe and sanitized, it's pretty cool, you know. And it made me feel safe, you know. And I enjoyed the movie. So yeah, I'm curious, for those of you, well, actually no, a good friend of mine, he told me he went to go see, I forgot what he went to go see, but he said there was like basically nobody in the theater who was wearing masks and, you know, they weren't eating and they just didn't have them on. And, you know, he said he felt a little uneasy, but I'm going to get him on a show. We're going to talk. Yeah, we'll probably talk about that. But yeah, let me know how you all felt. If you have gone back to movie theaters during this pandemic since they've opened up. But yeah, it's good to be back, y'all. And once again, appreciate my regulars for listening and you, the new listeners. So this is a little bit of a soft reintroduction. And also, I'm checking up on my audience, man, because I really do care about y'all. And, you know, I care about, you know, people I care about. These are crazy times, man. We need, you know, be there for the ones that we care about. I'm saying care like 800 times, but you know what I'm saying? It's, we need to be there for everybody. For everybody in our lives. Because everybody can't, it's not as easy for some people to reach out as it is for others. And it's so easy to slip into that depression, and it's real hard to get out of it. So yeah, I can't bat that home enough, because it is a really big deal, you know. But yeah, you know, please do that for me. Check up on your peoples. But anywho, no, it's good. You know, once again, thanks for joining in. This is a very brief episode, but I've recorded plenty of new episodes. Gonna have hard topics about specific things coming up. I got some really good ones I think you're gonna like, and that should be coming up very, very soon. In less than a week, I'm gonna do an episode a week thingy. I haven't chosen a day. I'm aiming for, well, if you're listening to this, you're gonna know which day. Well, if you listen to it on a day I choose, but I haven't chosen it, but it's gonna be a one episode a week format for me coming back for the new season after the hiatus. But yeah, so anyway, like I said, my Instagram and Twitter, Sigmund Cinema, Sigmon Cinema, no spaces, one word. You know, check me out, drop a line, holler at me about whatever, you know. But until next time, be excellent to each other, and as always, go back and listen to the previous episodes if you haven't heard them yet. And if you have heard them, go back and listen again. You probably missed something, and even if, or just in case you did. But be excellent to each other. Check up on your friends and family. And we're going to get through this crazy twilight zone of a year, 2020. And, you know, man, down the line, we'll be looking back and laughing at this, having a drink in a nice restaurant with no mask on and just laughing. And remember the time when we all were Bane from The Dark Knight Rises. But yeah, that's it, folks. Be good to each other, and I will catch you all on the flip side. Until next time.